Welcome back. Y'all had a nice long vacation? Amen. All right, okay. So I know we're ready. If you thought the first semester passed fast, you haven't seen anything yet. This semester, it's going to just fly by. And you're going to say, where did the time go? I promise you, okay? All right, let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory. Father, just to say thank you. We are so blessed, Lord God. Blessed with your grace, blessed with your mercy, with your love, all your loving kindness, Lord God. We are so thankful, Lord God, for our apostle and the apostolic, Lord God, that anointing that is flowing from him to us and through us. Holy Spirit, we do acknowledge you. We invite you. We welcome you. We thank you, Father God, for giving us ears to hear tonight, eyes to see, and hearts to understand. We will continually give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I know that all the students were required to participate in the LTMA Impartation Conference. So when I say it's a new day, amen. When I say it's a new dawning, when I say it's a new horizon, and it's a new season, you understand what I'm saying. Amen? I am no longer going to keep you in kindergarten, as I promised. Amen. We are all growing up. All of us are growing up. Before the break, Apostle began to minister to the congregation on praise. I was so stirred and provoked that I felt I wanted to share a lesson that we had on praise. Now, this author is very elementary, okay? But I think the information that he shares will be a good platform for what Apostle is teaching us on praise. Apostle began with, he says, the mystery of the victory of praise. It's not in your books. I'll show you the book that I'm going to be using in just a few minutes for the benefit also of all of our online students. The mystery of the victory of praise. I do encourage you, as always, if you have an opportunity to listen to the CD, the MP3, DVD, go back and listen to that message. And I think he's going to be continuing. I think it's going to be a series on praise. I got like maybe two statements. That he said, praise is the quickest and easiest way into God's presence. The quickest and easiest way into God's presence is praise. And then I wrote down, he says, praise pleases God and provokes the supernatural. Amen. So you see how important praise is? So important. The information that I'm going to share with you, you know, this is my old outline, and I don't think I shared it with the second year students here. I don't remember when I taught this. I think I saw something that said 2015, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it's from this book. It was our textbook at one time, and just the title of the book is just Prayer. For the benefit of the online students, the author is, I'm going to have to spell the first name, G-U-I-L-L-E-R-M-O Maldonado, M-A-L-D-O-N-A-D-O. Now, what he does, and I'm going to be teaching, if you happen to have the book, or you don't have to get it, but if you wanted to look in, and it's going to be from chapter 7, and that chapter talks about how to pray for 1 hour using different types of prayer. And so, you know, Mr. Maldonado, you know, he says, remember over when we looked at Ephesians chapter 6, praying always with all prayer. And you know what? A lot of the translation says it's all manner, all types, meaning more than one. Amen? More than one type of prayer. So this author says that there are 12 kinds of prayer. That's what he called it, 12 kinds. You don't need to know all of them, but I'll go over what he shared. But he spends a lot of time on the prayer of praise and worship. The prayer of praise and worship. The 12 that he gives, he says, the praise and worship prayer, the prayer of petition or supplication, the prayer of intercession, the prayer of consecration or dedication, the prayer of thanksgiving, the prayer of waiting upon God. Now that was a new one for me. The prayer of bind and loosen, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of wisdom and revelation. He put corporate prayer, the prophetic prayer, and then he ends again with the prayer of praise and worship. Now, Mr. Maldonado says that you begin praying with praise and worship, and you end praying with praise and worship. Amen? And I don't know, I'm pretty sure in this class, might have been second year students, when we looked at the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer, and we always look at it in Matthew 6. You know, he says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, amen, hallowed, praising him, hallowed be thy name. And then, you know, he ends, you know, down, let's see, how does he end that? But anyway, it's praise. He ends with, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. See what I'm saying? He starts it with, and this is Jesus's pattern, the pattern prayer. Amen. Begins with praise and worship, ends with praise and worship. So always remember that in your prayer. You don't want to just start praying and asking God for something. Amen? You want to start by thanking him and praising him. So what we're going to be doing here, remember Ephesians 6, 18. We're going to be looking at the prayer of praise and worship. This author says that this kind of prayer is used to worship God for what, and I did a slash, who he is, and for what he does, and I added, has done. Amen? You should begin your prayer with a time of praise and worship every time you decide to pray. You should begin to exalt God's greatness. Amen? Exalt. It says, what is praise? Praise means to honor, glorify, admire, and celebrate God's goodness and his wonderful works. Amen. Praise means to honor, to glorify, admire, and celebrate God's goodness and wonderful works. The more you exalt and magnify God through praise, this author says, the happier you will be. And your understanding of him will intensify and deepen. Your spirit will be lifted. Amen. The more you praise and worship God, you will be overwhelmed to such an extreme that you will begin to boast and brag about your God, how good he is. Amen. The more you praise, the more you worship God. Your praise, he says, he has a little sense of humor. He says, your praise will make you noisy, it'll make you loud, and it'll make you outspoken. He says, you will begin to express what he is and who he is. It will seem as if you have lost your mind for an instant. Amen. Now, we're talking about real praise, okay? We're talking about real praise, and we're going to get into this, you know, just a little bit. I'm not saying parakeet, you know, hallelujah, amen, thank you, Lord, because somebody else is saying it. Amen. You want to be sincere in your praise of God. You got to think about what he has done for you. Amen. And if you have some trouble trying to find out what he has done for you, then start with, you woke me up this morning. That's the way my grandma used to say, you woke me up this morning. You know, you started me on my way. I mean, those old people, you know, we laugh at them sometimes. But those people had a genuine, sincere, and love for praise and worship of God because they knew it was him who brought them. Amen? Okay, he says, you will begin to express what he is, who he is, and it will seem as if you've lost your mind for an instant, just for an instant. You will begin to resemble a person who's outside of yourself, as if you had too much to drink and simply lost control. Now, you know, the Bible speaks of that. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Amen. Turn to Acts chapter 2. You'll remember that. You remember it. You remember it. When you see it. Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. You know, when people really, really get into praise and worship of God, you know, you do. You know, we have this lady in our congregation. She hollers. Amen. And she's very, very sincere. Very sincere. You know, and she says, yeah, but if you only knew what he has done for me. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to find out that hollering, that's a part of it. When I start telling y'all some of the things that includes praise, you're going to say, that's praise? Yes, that is praise. Amen. But over in Acts chapter 2, we're talking about you start to look like somebody who had too much to drink and simply lost self-control. In Acts chapter 2, let's look at verses, 11. We're going to start at verse 11. And then he talks about, you know, this was after the day of Pentecost. Remember that? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. Y'all remember that? Amen. And they began to speak in other tongues. And so verse 11 says, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, verse 13, these men are full of new wine. They are drunk. Amen. Let's see, if I go down to verse 15. Oh, let's go 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that, amen? But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Amen. So our praise, you know, will make some people think that, you know, we've lost control. And then over in 2 Samuel chapter 6, I just had a little note, David danced before the Lord, amen? 2 Samuel chapter 6. Okay, online students, I need you to participate. Amen. You are there and we are here, but I need your participation. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. 2 Samuel. Chapter 6. Got it? All right. And we're going to look at verses 13 through 16. Okay, 6. Okay, 13. And it says here, David rejoices over the ark. That's a little topic in my Bible. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. Well, let's go up to 12. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Amen. He's excited. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, He sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Talking about praise, amen? And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Then let's go down to verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, who was also his wife, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants as one of the vain fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself." Verse 21, "And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord." Verse 22, "And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight." Amen. "And of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be in honor." So David was praising the Lord. Amen. He was praising. He didn't care what he looked like. Can you, I mean, I can, in my mind, I just have this image of the king. I mean, just cutting up, praising God for what God had done. He danced before the Lord. Praise means to express a favorable judgment of or to glorify God, especially by attributing of perfections. To express praise, to give God the honor and the glory through which you express your admiration, again, of him. Amen? He says, praise, now this is really, really good. Praise changes the priority in our lives from ourselves to God. Amen? You're not focused on you. You're focused on God. Amen? Praise is a conscious decision. It's an act of your will. Amen? Hebrews 13:15, it says, "Let us offer the sacrifice of praise." Y'all remember that? Offer the sacrifice of praise. He says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." We're talking about praise. Amen. We're talking about praise. It's so important. A sacrifice of praise is the kind of praise that you give to God out of obedience, regardless to how you feel. Amen. Whether you feel good, whether you feel bad, whether you feel happy, whether you feel sad, you still make that conscious decision, I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. Mr. Maldonado, he gives us the Greek word, T-H-U-O. You'll see that again. T-H-U-O. He says, it's the Greek word for sacrifice. Hebrews 13:15, the sacrifice of praise, remember? He says, thuo, is the Greek word for sacrifice, which means to kill or assassinate with purpose. To kill or assassinate with purpose. When you offer a sacrifice of praise to God, remember sacrifice, what you're really doing is killing your pride, your selfishness, your self-righteousness, your laziness, your tiredness, and the desires of the flesh. Amen. When you offer to God, I'm going to say that again, the sacrifice of praise, what you're really doing is you're assassinating or you're killing your pride, your selfishness, your self-righteousness, your laziness, your tiredness, and the desires of the flesh. What should you do when you do not have the desire to praise or worship God? What should you do? I don't feel like it. I'm so tired. I got a cold. Amen. The author says, you begin to offer your sacrifice of praise to God. Kill everything that's holding you back from adoring him. Amen. Amen. So you go ahead and you praise him. I mean, you know, just, no matter how small it may seem, you know, just start there and just say, Lord, I thank you. You know, Lord, I praise you. Amen. Amen. It says, when should you praise God? God is worthy of your praise and worship all the time. You know, there's some people who think, well, maybe I ought to praise him when things are bad. Maybe I ought to praise him when things are good. Amen? No, you praise him all the time, whether it's good. Yeah, and you know, and that's another thing. You know, when things are going good, a lot of times we neglect to praise God because it's going good. But that's why you want to praise him. You know, you want to praise him because it's going good. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that is so good, Lord God. I thank you that I'm so blessed, Lord God. Thank you that all my bills are paid. I'm out of debt, Lord God. I don't owe nobody nothing, Lord, but to love them. I give you the honor and I give you the glory and I give you the praise for it. You see what I'm saying? That's when you praise him. Don't just sit back on your laurels and think, oh man, I got it made. No, no, no. He did it. Remember, he did it. Hallelujah. Begin your prayer praising God for the things he has done. Praise is the way that we make room for God in our lives. In Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Are y'all getting this? Amen. Are y'all understanding how important praise is and why we praise and why we need to praise? Now, Apostle, like I told you now, it's going to be at a different level. It's going to be at a deeper and a higher level than Mr. Maldonado. But, you know, he gave us that topic about the mystery of the victory. Think about that. The mystery of the victory of praise. Amen. Mystery of the victory. Let's see. Okay, here I am. He says, some principles of praise. You do not need a special reason to praise him. Oh, my. Now, this is what I got to tell on myself. Your griping and complaining destroys the atmosphere created by praise. When you praise God and then you turn around and you start complaining and griping, then you have just destroyed the atmosphere you created with your praise. Amen. And when I read this, you know, I had to go back. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, maybe second year students I've shared this. Years ago, Apostle and Sister Carolyn would do marriage workshops. And, you know, and he would do like teaching one or two nights, and then they would have this big celebration. You know, everybody got all dressed up, men with their tuxedos, ladies with their either formals or semi-formal gowns. And, you know, they did a big thing. I was never able to attend. But one year, a good friend of mine brought me the series, you know, the tapes. And I was listening to the tapes, and it was really good. You know, Apostle was talking about the different types of love, you know, and words I had never heard of. Epithumia, that was a type of word. Stoge, eros, and he was just going on and on and on and on about all of these different kinds of loves and relationships and, you know, what's the meaning and what's the purpose. So instead of me, I'm going to tell on myself, instead of me praising God and thanking God for what I was hearing, I started complaining about all the things my husband was not doing. I went down the list. Lord, and I thought I was doing something. I mean, you know, it sounds funny, y'all, but this is serious. I said, Lord, he don't do this. Lord, you don't. And the more I talked about it, the madder I got. You know, because I had just heard. I mean, this tape was great. It was like, oh, my God, relationship and marriage, and this is the way it's supposed to be. And he don't do this and he don't do that. And I want y'all to know, remember when God called Miriam and Aaron out for talking about Moses? I felt like I was being called out by God himself. I was driving on my way from work, and the Lord said to me, he said, have not I loved you? Listen, online students, there's a lesson in this. And I said, yeah, Lord. He said, have not I provided for you? I said, yeah, Lord. He said, have not I protected you? I said, yeah, Lord. By this time, you know, I'm starting to cry. You know, he said, for the time that you're complaining about what he's not doing, you could be praising me for what I have done. Amen. I mean, I just lost it. I just lost it. I repented. And I made up my mind from that day until this. I will always find something to praise God for. You don't have to look far. Amen. You don't have to look far. Remember, your griping and your complaining is destroying the atmosphere that you have created with your praise. You know, so no matter what's going on, no matter who's doing it, it don't matter. it don't even matter. Thank God. You know, because, you know, I could have been in a position, you know, like, well, he didn't do it and I couldn't do it. You know, anything could have happened. But, I stopped complaining about him. I don't care what he did, I say. I don't care what he do. I don't care what he do. I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. You know, you keeping me. You keeping me. You protecting me. Amen. Now, you know, it was like, oh, because I mean, I had heard. You got to understand what I had heard. I mean, that tape, it was just, it's like, oh my God, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to be. You know, but then I realized that everything that I had missed, God had already provided for me. You know, I was in my right mind. Come on, come on. You know, amen. It's like, okay, Lord, I hear you. But that's the lesson. That's the lesson. I don't care how bad you might think it is. Always look for something that God is doing, has done, and I like it when apostles say that, is going to do. Mr. Maldonado is going to talk to us about that. You know, that there are times that we can praise God for what he's going to do. And what do we base it on? We base it on his promises. Amen? Amen. All right. So I shared that. Now y'all know. I'm not all that. I'm not all that. I've been there too. I've been there too. Yeah. I thought, and look, and the irony is, I thought I was doing something. Oh, you know, I thought I was doing something really, really big. Lord, he don't do this. Lord, he don't do. He called me on the carpet. Amen. Amen. Then Mr. Maldonado goes into biblical ways. Now, this is good, y'all. Biblical ways on how to praise God. He gives us two scriptures, Psalm 30 and verse 4. Well, I'm going to read the one in Ephesians since I'm right at Ephesians. Ephesians 5:19 first, and then I'm going to go to Psalm 30. 5:19. Well, I was right there. Okay, here we go. Oh, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Y'all see that? Yeah, singing. He says biblical ways on how to praise God. And the first one he gives us is singing. He says that's the most common way to praise him. That's the most common way. Amen. And then Psalm 30 and verse 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're talking about praise. We're talking about praise. Y'all glad I changed my mind and decided to do this instead? Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Amen? Yeah, talking about singing. And that's the most common way to praise God. Now, this one here was good. Shouting. Shouting. He says, in Hebrew, you don't have to know this one, the word is Ranan, R-A-N-A-N, which means to shout and sing with power. Shout and sing with power. To shout is to let out a gust of wind from your mouth. And if possible, the force of this wind should break stones in half to rupture the ears with a powerful sound. Amen. We see this in Joshua chapter 6. Joshua and the wall at Jericho. Remember that? And he told them what? Shout. Shout. You know, and I realized something too. You know that shout we do? You know, when apostle says shout, we say, no. No. No, 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 no. Amen. When you really, really shout, some walls should come down. Amen. Amen. It's like, oh, okay. And then I saw it. It's like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I see that. You know, because I went to Joshua 6. You know, if you get a chance, you go ahead and you look at it. You know, march around the wall, march around the wall. And, you know, and when they shouted, you know, the walls fell down. Amen. So Mr. Maldonado said that shouting should cause something to break loose. It should cause something to break loose. Amen. Amen. So we got singing, we got shouting. So then he says, laughing. If you, there we go. See, praising God, laughing, you know. When you experience this form of praise and begin to laugh, sometimes uncontrollably, people around you will think that what is happening is weird. This too is another way to praise God. Now, you can tell when it's authentic. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell when it's not. Why? You got a spirit. Amen. You got a spirit, and you will know. Amen. And then he gave us Job 8:21. I think I looked further than that. But anyway, it's talking about laughing. Let me see. Job 8:21, it says, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. Verse 20, let's go up. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers. Oh my. Amen. Till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. Amen. So we're talking about praising God, and laughter is a way to praise God. Now, he did the two. He did bowing down and kneeling down. But they both came from the same scripture. He says, bowing down, this is when you get on your knees and bend over as a sign of humbleness. Amen? A sign of humbleness before God. This is an act of respect and reverence. You know, not long ago, Apostle had us. You know, he said, no, we got to start getting on our knees some more. And then he talks about kneeling. And this is found in Psalm 95:6. And that's the one that says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. Okay. Kneeling before your God is an act of humbleness and honor to him. This is where you recognize that he is God and that you are his child. Amen. Amen. So it's like a reverence here. I'm humbling myself before you. You're my Father God. I'm your child. You know, and I'm going to kneel before you. Amen. Now, the other one, another one is applauding. Oh my God. Talking about. Yeah. He says, clap your hands. That's found in Psalm 47:1. Clapping is praise. It demonstrates your appreciation for God. This form of praise expresses his greatness when words are not sufficient. Amen. I mean, I can't find no words, so I'm gonna just clap my hands. Amen. Then dancing. Another form of praise. We find in Psalm 150 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Am I helping y'all? Are y'all seeing something? Are you learning something? Amen. So now when apostle comes and start teaching on praise at that other level, you see, this is like a foundation. This is something for you to spring off of so that you will know what apostle is talking about. Because remember now, he's up there. He is hearing from heaven. Amen. Because like I said, you know, he said the mystery of the victory of praise. That's on another level. Amen. So Psalm 150 and 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament. All in the firmament of his power. Amen. And that's what we were talking about. Oh, the dancing. Oh, and it goes on. It says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel. There we go. And dance. Amen. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Glory to God. So dancing is a form of praising God. You got to understand, now all of this is in the spirit. It's all in the spirit, and it's all by faith. We're going to see in just a few minutes, because it's going to talk about pure hearts and clean hands and integrity. You know, you're not just doing this. You know, you're doing it under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Amen? By faith, believing. I'm praising God. And then the other one, you know, we all know this one, raising your hands. But it's not just raising your hands. He says, I will bless you while I live. Psalm 63:4. I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praising God. Biblical ways on how to praise God. And then the other one is talking and singing in tongues. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 14 and verse 15. Let me get there right quick. 1 Corinthians 14 verses 14 and 15. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. Amen. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. You know, there are times that, you know, you can just start singing in tongues. That's praising God. Amen. Amen. And just, you know, your prayer language, but you're in an attitude of praise, an attitude of admiration, an attitude of honor to God. It's not that you're asking for anything. You're just letting him know, I'm just so excited about you. I love you. Amen. Yes. Amen. I praise you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then worshiping him with music and instruments. Again, Psalm 150, we just saw that. You know, every now and then our musicians, have you noticed? Nobody's singing, but they're just playing, and man, then you know they're not just playing. You know that it's a spiritual exercise, and it's almost as if it's heavenly. Amen. So why should you praise him? Why should you praise God? Because praise invites God into your surroundings. It invites God to take control of your day, making it pleasurable. Amen. God is worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Revelations 5:12. This is a verse I really enjoy whenever I read it. An apostle shared some things about this with us in his message. Revelations 5:12. And it says, let's go up to 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. Amen. You know, an apostle shared with us, and this was really good for me. He said, who did he receive that for? Amen. He received it for us. Amen. You know, he received for us power, riches, there we go, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Amen. So he is worthy of all of our praise, all of our honor. Amen. And then he goes on, author, he gives us principles concerning praise and worship. He says, God does not need your praise. Listen to that. If God needed your praise before he could act, then he would be limited by your praise. But he's not limited. Amen. I mean, remember now, your praise is going to be more for you. Amen. Amen. You know, God doesn't need it. He desires it. He desires it, but he doesn't need it. Praise does not change God. Praise changes and affects your life. Remember what we're doing when we praise him, when we're giving the sacrifice of praise. What did I say we were doing? Killing, assassinating. Remember, pride, selfishness. Yeah, tiredness. I don't know if I said laziness, but that's in there too. You know, all of that. You know, when we're giving the sacrifice of praise, you know, we're getting rid of all of that stuff that's hindering us. Amen. Praise attracts God to your surroundings in such a way you feel confident and able to overcome any adverse situation. Amen. Because when you're praising him, he starts to get bigger in you. And, you know, the Bible teaches us, 1 John 1:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. So he starts to get bigger. Praise attracts God, I said, to your surroundings in such a way that you feel confident and able to overcome any adverse situation. Praise changes every impossible situation into victories. So that's the mystery. Amen. Amen. Praise, and again, he says, based on faith, give thanks to God for the things, that's what I was telling y'all, he plans to do before he does them. Amen. Amen. The things that God plans to do, and we see it in the promises, man, before he does them. You should begin and end each prayer with praise and worship. To praise is to seek God, and to worship is to be found by him. Difference between praise and worship. Amen. Praise is to seek God, and to worship is to be found by him. The goal of praise is to create an atmosphere that enables God's presence. See, that's when he finds you. When his presence comes, and it descends upon us. Praise is initiated by you. Worship is the answer that God gives in response to yours. Amen. Can y'all see that? You know, when he shows up, When you have praised him so much, so sincerely, so genuinely, and then his presence, you know, feels like it's almost tangible, you know. He's there. Amen. And you know, that's the answer that God gives in response to your praise. Hallelujah. Praise is something that you do. Worship is something that God loosens. Amen. You know, Apostle has shared that with us. You know, that you begin to praise. He says, you know, we say worship a lot of times. We use them interchangeably, but they're different. Worship is a different level. When you really, really begin to praise God, you just bump into worship. you start talking about Him. Oh my God, who He is. Oh, you're big. Oh my God, you are goodness personified. You know, you just go on. Amen. So that's the difference between the praise and the worship. Praise is the structure that you build. It is God's house. That's your praise. You know, I often hear that, you know, God inhabits the praises of. We saw that over in Psalm 22 and 3, talking about his people Israel. Amen. Worship is when God moves into the house. You build it with praise, and then God move in. Yeah, He comes to dwell. He comes inhabit. He says, okay, you praise me so much, I'm going to move you today. Amen. 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 We cannot generate worship because it is completely dependent on God. Talking about worship, dependent on God. We can waltz right into worship through praise. Waltz right into worship through praise. It is God's prerogative to respond to our initiative. And that initiative is praise. Amen? Let me see. I got 3 minutes, Jesus. Oh, God. Prerequisites needed to dwell in God's presence. Okay, I'm going to give them to you. Truth and purity and integrity. Truth and purity and integrity. Truth and purity. God is looking for true worshipers. Y'all remember that. We talked about that earlier, John 4. He's looking for people whose words and actions are in harmony with their hearts. Amen. I love that the word that Apostle uses. He says alignment. Your words and your heart are aligned. Amen. With the things of God. Matthew 15 and 8 says, these people draw near to me with their mouth. They draw with mouth, but the heart is far from it, right? Amen. Amen. And then integrity. God is upright in thought, word, and actions. Do not come into His presence unless you cleanse. This is Mr. Maldonado. Unless you cleanse your spirit. That's what he says. Worship to have intimacy with God. And when you do this, He is unwilling to be contaminated with your spirit. Worship is a privilege to those who seek Him in spirit and in truth, and who have clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Came any kind of way. You got to walk in love. You got to walk in forgiveness. Amen. Otherwise, you know, you think you praising. You think he there. He not there. He not there. Amen. Amen. Integrity. Okay, that was integrity. And then John 4 and 24. That's the reference that Mr. Maldonado gave us. He says, worship is the climax of praise. Seek God until His grace and presence are poured upon you. Your goal should be the glorious manifestation of God's presence upon all things. Praise helps you to find God and to enjoy Him in the fullness of His splendor. Every area in your life that the enemy has taken hold of must be lost when God comes on the scene. And He comes on the scene through your praise. That is the victory. Amen. And you see, and it is a mystery. You know, who would think that, you know, letting God know how much you love Him and how much you praise Him, how much you thank Him, that could cause God to come on the scene and wipe out whatever it is that you're dealing with. Amen. But it can do it. It can do it, because when He shows up, everything else must leave. Amen. Amen. I got something out of this. I got another little section, and then we'll go on back to our book after that. But it just seemed good to me. Like I said, I was provoked by Apostle's teaching on praise, and I wanted to share that with you here and with our online students also. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed.